feeling like. Do we have here? It appears we've made it to a Tuesday. The date is July 15th, 2025. Payday for some. It's me. I'm some people. As you can hear, we are Kira and Logan in the morning, by the way. And you just have Kira today because Logan has taken the day to spend with his best friend, Nick, who just got engaged. They're going to golf and, you know, toast to his upcoming nuptials, which is very, very special. I know it's a crazy time of year because I was out all last week and Logan's out today and it's, you know, tis the season to take the PTO and we just treasure the times that we're both here. Like yesterday, we were both here. We had a great time talking about weddings and the unique stuff that we've seen at weddings. If you missed it, we're going to relive that with you right now and enjoy. I know you will. Oh, yeah. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira. It's Logan. It's the morning. Yeah, I came back from vacation. Yeah, I'm not sitting on the beach anymore. I'm back to talking in my microphone.
Yeah.
It had to happen. And Logan is fresh off the tails of a wedding, so you had a nice time.
Yes.
Who are these humans?
Rob and Margaret. They work out at F45 with Missy, and I used to work out there, so we got invited. So it was like a gym crew.
I love a gym crew.
It was very funny, actually.
Were you doing squats on the dance floor?
Funny you say that. Not I, but the bride was doing burpees. Margaret, shout out to her.
Margaret, you don't have to do burpees on your wedding day, girl. We know you're fit.
She wanted to. She was showing. I can't tell you how many actual exercises were performed on this dance floor.
Unbelievable. I was joking.
Yeah, I'm not. So one of the coolest things about the wedding was right when we get to the reception at everyone's table. I forget what it said, but there was like, you know, some kind of cute little saying that rhymes. And you open up everyone's envelope and there's a $2 scratch ticket.
I love a scratchy.
And
anyone win money?
Well, no. Someone at our table won $6 and then I scratched mine and I replaced it with someone so that they had a used one. They didn't find it too funny.
That's not so
funny. I gave them back the unscratched one. Anyway,
rascal.
I'd never seen that. I seen it posted like on Instagram, you know, like it kind of went viral, like someone who did something like that.
That's a cool couple.
But I had never been a part of a wedding that did that. And right then and there, I was like, well, this is the coolest, most unique thing that I've ever seen at a wedding. Everyone gets their own scratch ticket.
Yeah, I've never seen that, and I kind of love it. I'm trying to think of unique things that I've seen at a wedding. My cousin had a mashed potato bar.
That savage.
Yeah, where we actually put the mashed potatoes in a martini glass.
That's epic.
To feel fancy, and then she had all the fixins, the sour cream, the bacon bits, the chives.
Ooh.
And we're walking around feeling fancy. With
a martini glass of mashed potatoes.
Straight up.
That's awesome.
Straight up.
You go, Ma, the meatloaf!
Yes!
It's awesome. That's so cool. Yeah, so unique wedding things. How do we call it? What do we say to that? Unique wedding gestures.
Gestures doesn't feel right either. I guess we go with things. Unique things you've seen
at weddings.
Yes. So Logan saw the little scratchy souvenir. I also got sent home with a potted plant one time. That was my souvenir.
A potted plant? That sounds like a work.
It felt like work. It died.
I had a feeling.
603-749-0975. What unique things have you seen at weddings? And this can be good. This can be bad.
Yeah,
this can just be
ugly.
Like, oh, this is weird.
Yeah, I would love to do some
weird
stuff.
I would never do this.
Yeah, yeah.
603-749-0975. We're talking unique stuff you've seen at weddings on Kira and Logan in the Morning on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are
the world.
Kira and Logan in the Morning and also the world. Logan was just telling us about a wedding he went to over the weekend where each guest got a $2 scratch ticket. A scratchy. I've never seen such things. What a unique touch.
It was cool.
Do you think, I wanted to ask you this, if someone won big...
we already talked about this.
They'd have to give a cut to the bride and groom?
Yeah, great question. We discussed this, and I said to the table before we scratched, I said, just so everyone knows, if I win big, you will not know. If I win small, I will let everyone know. If I want to...
You would announce this.
If I want... Before I scratch?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Because I have to set the precedent. Because I don't want people asking. Like, if I told them, hey, just so everyone knows, if I win $10,000, I'm putting this in my pocket and I'm not telling a soul.
Yeah, but won't they know you won if you slide it in your pocket?
I probably hit the bride and groom up on the low after the wedding. But like if I won $100 or $200, sure, I'll tell people. I probably would have given that $100 or $200 right to the bride and groom.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you win big, shut up. Because everyone's going to be like, oh, you should give it to the bride and groom. And it's like, well, you know what? This is their risk. This was their gamble.
Logan, why didn't you want to build camaraderie with your table mates and be like, guys, if That's anyone cool. at our table wins, then we have to give each other like a cut.
I didn't know. We made great friends, of course.
Lifelong friends.
But I didn't know my table mates too well. In fact, they were all Keene State people.
You say that with a negative tone.
Well, I went to Frankie P. And Frankie P and Keene State, they got a small rivalry. Different divisions, but they're a half hour apart.
Okay, okay.
You know what I mean? So I was like, screw these owls. Whatever.
Who are you? Anyways, so that's what we're talking about. The unique touches you've seen at weddings. Whether it was the band, a food passed around, perhaps a souvenir.
An ice cream truck.
Oh my God, cool.
Very cool.
Have you seen that?
They had that.
Oh, that's awesome. Is this the best wedding ever? It sounds like it. So 603-749-0975. We're wondering the unique things that you've seen at weddings. Give us a call. Is this Sandra?
Hey, how are you today?
Hey, girl. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Awesome.
Yep. So you're in the right place. We've established that. So unique stuff you saw at weddings. What'd you see?
So my cousin had a candy bar. So it was... Get some buckets full of our favorite candies from when we were little and gift bags so that everybody could just like fill their bags with whatever they wanted for candy.
I love that. I love that. And I like that you get to pick your own.
Yeah, it was super cool.
Did they do that in replacement of cake or in addition too?
No, in addition too.
Savage.
So talk to me about the old school candies that they had.
Fireballs, squirrels, Charleston chews.
Oh, I love a Charleston.
Yeah, it was all the old school stuff. The little Twizzlers, Jolly Ranchers.
What about those buttons, like, you know, that come on a strip of paper? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the dots?
Are they called dots?
Oh, no, dots are chewy. I forget what those are called.
What the heck are those called?
No, they're buttons.
They're buttons. Yes,
they had the giant ones, like the giant sheets of buttons.
Oh, my God. Do they have jawbreakers?
Yes.
Why are candy buttons so nostalgic? Like, why are they so good? They're just, like, hard.
They're not that good, but they're good.
You gotta rip them off with your teeth, kind of.
You chip a tooth about it.
Yeah, you eat paper. You eat that wax paper with every bite.
100% you eat paper, but you don't mind.
No, and that's the mystery of it. Are you going to get a piece with paper or a piece without paper? See how this works.
That's it.
I'm living life on the edge. I'm eating paper. Oh, I love this.
Yeah, really unique. Thanks for sharing. This is a really cool one.
Yeah, you guys are welcome anytime.
Have a great day.
Bye, Sandra.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Okay, let us know the unique thing that you saw at a wedding. Maybe it was at your wedding. This is a chance for you to get your brag on.
Brag about it.
603-749-0975. Those are our digits. Give us... Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Hello, our names are Kira and Logan, and this is our morning show. Today, we are talking about the unique things that you've seen at a wedding, whether it was a unique souvenir, a different kind of food being passed around, a unique band, perhaps. 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to chime in. Hi, who are we speaking with?
My name is Carol. I live in Danville.
Hello, Carol.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
So, did you see something unique at a wedding, or did you have it at your wedding?
Well, no, not my wedding. I got married a long time ago.
Okay.
But I did go to a wedding last summer, and one of the things they gave out was fleece blankets.
To keep?
Yes, because they also did a fireworks display at the end. It was an outdoor wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and another thing they did was instead of a wedding cake, they had a whoopie pie bar.
Love that.
Was this the best wedding ever, or what?
Yes, it was. They had any flavor, whoopie pie, the cake part, and the fillings were all different. It was amazing.
I'm just going out here and saying this. People don't like cake.
I don't know if you should be the voice of our people with such a statement like that.
Kira, would you prefer ice cream or cake at a wedding?
Yeah, ice cream.
All right, would you prefer a whoopie pie or cake at a wedding?
Whoopie pie.
Yeah, I guess whoopie pie is more unique.
Would you prefer a brownie sundae or a wedding cake? Listen, I'm saying there's a lot of desserts in the list, and everyone prefers other desserts than freaking wedding cake.
But I had a funfetti wedding cake.
Well, if only they were cake pops.
That's such a good point.
Thanks for the call, Carol. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too. Who knew that Logan was such a wedding cake hater? Yeesh.
Listen, I'm just saying, if you're going to provide other options.
I recall eating cake at your wedding. It was lovely.
Yeah, and I guess
Carla made it.
My guess is that you would have preferred ice cream. I wasn't serving
in
you.
In addition to.
Well, listen, we just went through the damn list, okay? You want to do this again?
Yeah, I do. No, I'm just kidding. So I want to hear from you. Yes, you. What are the unique things that you've seen at a wedding? It doesn't have to be dessert related. It can be. 603-749-0975 is our number. If you want to chat this morning, we'd love to hear from you. 603-749-0975. Taking your calls on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, in spirit of Logan going to a wedding over the weekend where each wedding guest found a $2 scratch ticket at their seat. Didn't win. Bitter about it. We're talking about the unique things that you've seen at a wedding at 603-749-0975. That's our number if you want to chime in. WOKQ, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Natalie.
What's up, Natalie?
Hello.
Hello.
Are you still doing the wedding thing?
We are. Do you have something to share?
Well, I do. So this is something that I'm considering for our wedding next summer. We are not going to do our honeymoon right away, and we can't decide where to go. So we're going to pick three locations, and at the wedding reception, we're going to let our guests decide, and then we're going to find out at our wedding where we're going.
Snaps. This is the coolest thing ever. Where are the options?
So I think we're going to do Santorini and then a little island in Italy called Sardinia. And then we haven't decided the third yet.
But Natalie, do you want to go to each of these places equally? Or in your heart, is there a front runner? Because you can only do this if you're really you have equal desire to go to all three places.
I think one will be mine, one will be his, and one will be, we really don't care.
Time out. Can Kira and I pick the location of the we really don't care?
Sure.
Oh.
Well, wait a minute. I don't know. Let me walk that back.
Yeah. she can't trust us.
Somewhere good.
What? Well.
Yeah, where are you thinking?
I was thinking, maybe we do, an outdoor one. Like a unique outdoor-y, maybe Alaska or,
No, they like islands.
Yeah, right. So that's.
Yeah. We can't do Alaska because my fiancé would kill me. He hates the cold, and he's already said no to that.
All right. What are the stipulations? It just has to be warm?
It has to be warm. We have to be able to relax on a beach because we did 2 weeks in Italy recently, and we were, traveling all over. So he wants more relaxing.
All right.
My wheels are turning.
Yeah, I'm thinking Costa Rica, but that doesn't feel, which I love Costa Rica so much, but it doesn't feel crazy enough if we're only getting one.
What about the Amalfi Coast?
So we went there. I loved it.
How well traveled are you?
Back. Well, no, we just did 2 weeks in Italy. I would go back to Capri, but I don't think we could afford it.
Yeah. Either way, this is such a fun thing. The audience participation of it all,
really
I
cool.
love it. It just shows that you're not a regular bride and groom. You're a cool bride and groom.
Well, we're definitely older, so maybe that has something to do with it, too.
Well, I love the spontaneity of it. That's so cool. And I'm going to cast my vote for Cape Town, South Africa.
Oh, wow.
Let's put that in the mix.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool. That's very unique.
Courtesy of Kira Logan in the morning, Cape Town, South Africa. And we don't have the funds to sponsor it, but we'd love to hear about it after the trip.
Absolutely.
All right. Will do.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Take care. Have a good
day. Bye-bye. Congrats on the upcoming nuptials.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. So we're still taking your calls on this at 603-749-097.
It's the 97. You.
Number one. One for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning, just Kira today. But I still have these Russell Dickerson tickets to give away. So I decided to play Two Truths and a Lie to give these away. Let's go. Let's do this. Patty, what's going on, my girl? You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very good. But more importantly, how are you? How's the week going so far?
So far, so good. Sky's bright, no rain. It's awesome.
I love to see it. Slid in a weather report there. That's great. You know, it's my week back after vacation, so you're always like a little, you know, the alarm goes off and you're like, really? I have to get up now? But, you know, can't complain. I do love
Welcome
what I
back.
Do.
We did miss you.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. All right. Thanks for buttering me up. Let's get to business. Russell Dickerson coming to Hampton Beach. We're going to play Two Truths and a Lie for these tickets, okay?
All right.
So I have three facts in front of me about Russell Dickerson, but one of them is not a fact. It is a big old whopper that I made up. So you have to sniff out the lie, and if you can, you will win the tickets to see him on July 23rd. Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
Okay, you can feel free to, you know, talk about it aloud and, you know, work out your answer. Sometimes that helps. So here are your three facts about Russell Dickerson. His most popular music video, Yours, only cost $6 to make. Before his wife, Kaylee, was his wife, she was a fan who would pay money to see him in concert. And he's never been in a fight. Two of those are true. One is a lie. What are you thinking, Patty?
Interesting. I'm thinking, $6 for a video? Like, that would have to just be done by a friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's very common that a wife would be a past fan.
Yeah, could be.
And the last one, he's never been in a fight. I'm going to say that the made-up one is the first one.
That his most popular music video, Yours, only cost $6 to make?
Yeah.
That's actually true, if you can believe it.
I believe it. That's great.
Yeah, I think just his wife like filmed it or something, and it got like 33 million views on YouTube, something insane like that.
Wow.
The one I made up is that his wife was a fan because actually they met in college.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, so I missed that one.
Well, it could have been true, you know?
Right.
It's a tale as old as time. The fan slides into the DMs, and then all of a sudden he's like, hey, wait a second, you're kind of cute. You're coming to my show tonight. And then the rest is history.
Yep, exactly.
Well, Patty, it doesn't really matter that you didn't get it right. I like you a lot, and I think you deserve to go see Russell.
Oh, awesome. That would be fantastic.
We're going to give you the... Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning. But you actually just have the Kira portion of the program today. So as I was saying, Disney adults are getting their own dating app soon called Single Riders. And it was created by a Disney super fan in Orlando. He says he was struck with the brilliant idea about 2 years ago. Like I said, he lives in Orlando. And he got stood up on a date, and he was like, I'm not wasting this night. He went to a bar in Disney World and got really drunk and then got this idea. So here he is talking about it. His name is Joe. He goes by Joe the Bearded Nerd. That is his handle on TikTok.
Hi, my name is Joe. I am one of the developers of Single Riders and other theme park enthusiast dating app. So if you guys have any ideas of things that you would like to see in our dating app, please let me know. But yeah, like, I'm super excited. This is happening.
Okay, Joe, go off, King. He says it's a way for Disney adults to connect and see if there's a spark, but like, it doesn't necessarily have to be a romance thing. He hopes that people use it to make friends too. Wholesome. He's been asking people, like crowdsourcing, what features they'd want to see in the app. And one suggestion was a way to see if other single riders are at the park in that moment, like Tinder style. Like, oh, the love of your life could be 120 feet away on Splash Mountain. Go get him, Tiger. And you can meet up and go on like a spur of the moment date. So I have thoughts on this. I don't know if I've talked about this on the show. I must have. But my brother and his wife, they are Disney adults. And she definitely is more of the Disney adult than he. It was kind of like a conversion situation. He always liked Disney. movies, but now he's like full-fledged. Their house has action figures and all kinds of things, and they've gone to Disney World like 15 times. They don't have kids either. That's, you know, that's part of the Disney adult lifestyle. So I have questions for you. Do you know a Disney adult who is single who would like really love this app? Or are you a Disney adult who married a fellow Disney adult? How did you two meet? Do you think this app is a good idea, a bad idea, a weird idea? I would love to hear all your thoughts on this app called Single Rider to connect Disney adults with each other. 603-749-0975 is our number. If you want to chat with me about second date update, you will hear Logan's voice on this, even though he's not here today because this one happened yesterday. Confusing, I know, but let's get it popping.
So you went out on a date and it felt really right. Should have locked that thing down. Now they're nowhere inside. Was it what you said? You were left on red. It's not fair. It just ain't right. Yeah, you want a second date. Kira and Logan are here to help you. That's right.
It's time for Second Date Update, brought to you by New England Furniture on Route 11 in Farmington. Neil is here. Hi, Neil.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
We're all right. So, Shayna, the one that got away. Well, we're hoping we can get her back. Sorry. I shouldn't go that far.
That would be awesome.
What's going on there? How did it all come to be?
Yeah, hopefully she isn't the one that got away. Hopefully you guys can help. So, Shayna, amazing girl. So, I saw her frequently. You know, she bartends at the spot just right across, kind of adjacent from where I work. So, I just see her, you know, like as the guys and I would leave work. It's like you see her twice a week. You know, and you start to see familiar faces, and it's kind of like our bar. That was the highlight of my day, like the highlight of my week.
Aww.
Especially when I would, yeah. And so, and like not even in a creepy way, I swear on my life, like I'm just, I would look across like the, I'm lunch. I'm like checking, is her car there? And, you know, is she going to be there tonight? Then I'll convince the guys, let's go. Let's get a couple beers.
Wholesome.
So my buddy Shane, I left, this is like a few weeks ago. I left early. He stayed behind and started like, whole bro move. He's actually my manager, so awesome one. But he started talking to her about me, and she inquired, am I single? My guy, yes, I am painfully single. And he told her, not the painfully part, I hope, I don't know. But whatever he told her, she was like, yeah. So, you know, I go back the next day, she's working, and I just asked her, like, hey, why didn't you just ask me if I was single? Like, it's cool talking to my manager and whatnot. But, super embarrassed, but she's a sweet girl. I didn't mean to embarrass her. But simply just plainly asked, Shayna, I'm more than willing to hang out with you when you're actually not working. If you want to go on a date with me, let's do it when, like, I'm not paying you for it because I'm starting to feel weird about it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think I felt really smooth about that one, and I think she liked it because with that, she agreed to go on a date with me.
Okay.
Love it.
What'd you do for the date?
Yeah, so, I mean, not to like keep her in the same environment that she was always in bartending. We went to Legends. So that's one of my favorite spots. I'm a big bar game guy. Works out because turns out she is as well. And she hustled like the heck out of me on darts.
Hilarious.
I knew she was excited to go play some pool and darts, but I had no idea how good she was. And I didn't mind losing to her. Like playing darts with her all night was a blast. Felt bubbly, felt cool. I'm like, all right, I'll probably see you again at work, after work on Friday or whatnot. And no text after that. So I figure maybe she's just picking up extra shifts. I go back to the bar with the boys. They know the deal. Kind of tension in the bar. They're like waiting to see how we're interacting. And she felt super standoffish.
So you have this good date at Legends. She beat you at darts. Maybe that was a turnoff. Maybe she thought that your dart game was weak and maybe your game would be weak in other areas, if you know what I'm saying.
No, I'm a little, I got nervous because there's like the whole ick thing of like guys when they're chasing a ping pong ball around.
Yeah.
And I started like overplaying in my head what happened at this bar. Like, did something happen in the pool or darts? No, I didn't hit the wall behind the dartboard or anything.
I've done that. We'll get to the bottom of it, Neil, no matter what. And we're hoping that it's just a big misunderstanding. We'd love to send you two on another date, maybe to another bar. Hit up a third bar.
Unless that's the issue. Too many bars for this bartender.
Yeah. Maybe she felt like she was at work.
Right.
See, I promise you guys a second date. I will go somewhere far away from a bar. I promise.
Okay.
Well, it's our choice. We send you there.
You don't tell us. No, I'm just kidding. All right, Neil. Give us Shayna's number. Days until college football kicks off, if you're into that sort of thing. And they used that song, Backup Plan, as their theme song to get the people fired up. Okay, it is time Part two of Second Date Update on your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. All right, it's time for part two of Second Date Update. So we have Shayna on the line. Shayna, thank you for agreeing to come on the air and talk about your date with Neil.
Hey, guys, sure, no problem.
All right, girl. So what's the deal? He had a really good time with you.
So, yes, Neil was awesome. I was definitely drawn to him the first time he came to the bar. He just has, like, a cool vibe about him. He's, like, this macho guy. And I felt like we really hit it off.
Yeah, that's exactly what we heard.
It's a good start.
So what gives? Because he wants to see you again, and he said it's been a little weird.
All right, so when we were talking on the date about, I don't know how we got on the topic, but we just talked about how my sister wants to be a mom, and this is currently single. She doesn't have a partner or anything, and she's going through this whole IVF process and using a sperm bank for the sperm donor and all that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And Neil goes, well, casually, he says, like, I wonder if she'll end up with one of my swimmers. He donated a bunch of sperm a few years ago when he first moved out on his own to pay up his rent. So at first I was like, well, that's like a very generous thing to do, you know, to help someone have a baby who like otherwise wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
But then he like goes down this path of like, oh, I could have like up to 100 children that he doesn't even know about. And I was like, what the f*** is going on? Like, it just felt weird. Like, he was proud about it or something, you know?
Well, he probably is proud of it.
He's spreading his seed all over town.
I know, but like, I just like couldn't wrap my head around that concept. Like, it's just bizarre. It's weird. It's a little gross. Like, what if like God forbid, like my sister or did select his sperm, and then another woman down the street has his sperm, and then the kids grow up, and then they end up like falling in love with each other, but they don't know that they're biologically half siblings.
Wow.
Like,
yeah,
my head just can't.
The lock there. There's a lot.
Yeah,
like,
and that's your biggest concern, that his children are going to be in your life, even though they're not just like your children kind of thing?
Well, he was just so casual about it. Like, he's like, yeah, I could have like 100 kids. And it's like, okay, you know, you're right. You could have spawned like 100 children, but like, what are you going to be like this dad that has, you know, that's like absent in these children's lives? And he said he left his profile open, right? So that.
Oh, they can go see him. That means, right?
Right.
Wow.
We have a lot of questions. I know I do.
I have so many.
Shayna, what we didn't tell you is Neil is on the line. He heard what you said. And if you're comfortable with it, if you'd be all right with it, we'd love to bring him in. He really liked you. And I think he's just looking for closure about the whole thing. Would you be all right with that?
I mean, yeah, I guess at this point.
Neil, what's the deal?
I'm glad at least I know now what's going on. I'm with the whole profile being open thing. It's just, I don't know. I feel like it's the right thing to do. What if even two of those kids wants to know who their biological father is? I just feel like I'd be robbing them of that if I didn't leave it open.
Okay, but like, what if they need money or like want fatherly guidance? Like, are you prepared to do that for like 100 kids? Like, what if you eventually one day have your own children?
Really granted, but I just don't think it's a problem I'm going to have for, like, I don't know, 13, 15 years until they're, like, actually being curious about this stuff. So it's not like, I don't know, I'm not, like, going to be changing their diapers and stuff. Maybe they just come to me and want to know, you know, what sports I played, or I don't know. We could go out to dinner one more time and not a bar, and we could talk about some more things if you want to go deeper into, like, why I did it. And I don't know. I just don't think right now is, like, I don't need to make a decision or put it on you to make a decision of what to do with my, I don't know, 100 or so kids.
Yeah, so I guess, Shayna, you're right. He is pretty casual about it.
Yeah, like, this thing is just, it's just crazy to me. Like, and I've honestly been nonstop thinking about it since our date, since we had the conversation. And I don't know, I just think it's, like, a really weird thing to do for money. Mm. Like, I don't know. So it's, like, do you do it for money or are you doing it because you like the idea of like spreading your seed and having a bunch of kids out in the world, like with your genes? Like, what's the deal?
Yeah, no, super fair, Shayna. Now that like I've done it, I'm just finding the silver linings and trying to think like, oh, you know, I've helped, you know, bring some joy to, you know, new parents. But at the time, yeah, it was all money.
Well, Shayna, the purpose of our call is to ask you if you'd want to go on a second date with Neil that we, the radio station, would be happy to pay for. What do you say? You want to be stepmommy to his 100 kids?
Listen, I think that we're better off kind of being like friendly acquaintances and whatever. And like, you know, I'm sure I'll see you and the boys at the bar soon. There's no bad blood. This is just a bit awkward for me, and I don't think I'm too really okay with it.
Well, in about 21 years, you might see more Neils coming into your bar.
It's true. they'll be of age.
I can't blame you. It's such a bummer, though. I had a lot of fun with you the other night for what it's worth.
Do you love Second Date Update? You like it. You love it. You want some more of it. Do you know that we have every single episode of Second Date Update ever recorded available on our podcast? I know. It's... Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Hi there. You're listening to Kira and Logan in the morning, but just the Kira portion of the program today. So I woke up to a voicemail, my favorite, on our 97.5 WOKQ app. Our listener Kyle is dealing with a little bit of a moral dilemma. So I'm going to play you what he said. And then I know that he would love your advice. So here we go.
So, you know, my neighbor, she's a sweetheart. She has a couple of small children, a boy and a girl. And her son, Tommy, he's probably, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old. She asked if he could come over and play my PS4. So, you know, of course, I said, sure, it was fine. But now, like clockwork, all he wants to do is come over and play my PS4. And I don't really know what to do. I mean, he's a cool kid, but at the end of the day, it's kind of becoming a nuisance to me in a little bit. So, yeah, that's what's going on.
Okay, so you get the gist here. What should Kyle do to set a boundary with young Tommy, who's coming over, it sounds like, multiple times a week to play the PS4? Don't want to mom shame, but I think it's like Tommy's mom should notice that he's going over too much, taking advantage of the situation. She should be the one to set the boundary. She's not doing that. So now it leaves Kyle in a little bit of an awkward position. Not the same thing, but it does remind me of when I was younger, we were the house with the trampoline in the neighborhood. And neighborhood kids would ask, hey, can we jump on your trampoline? And my parents were always like, yeah, sure, sure. But then, you know, one particular neighbor always had friends over. She came over and used it like a lot. And my parents felt like they had to supervise, you know, because like trampolines are really dangerous. And they were like, what if someone gets hurt? It's under our watch. It's on our property. It turned into a big mess, a responsibility they didn't want to have, kind of a nuisance. We ended up getting rid of the trampoline. That's neither here nor there, though. Back to Kyle. What does he do? Because Tommy is moseying over every day to play the PS4. I don't think he cuts him off cold turkey. Doesn't seem nice. Seems like a little harsh, but he can't be coming over the frequency that he is. It seems like it's a little like taking advantage of the situation. So what do you think Kyle should do? Have you been in a similar situation? How did you set a boundary? Are you the house in the neighborhood with the pool? All the kids are coming over using the pool. How'd you set a boundary there? 603-749-0900. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. If you're just popping into the party, hello. Thanks for stopping by, making us a part of your morning. So we were trying to help out our listener, Kyle, who left us a voicemail on our 97.5 WOKQ app. You can always feel free to do that, do what Kyle did. So he's having a dilemma because he invited the neighbor kid over like a few weeks ago to play PS4. It was fun. He's a cool kid. But now it's happening a little too often. He's showing up all hours of the day wanting to play PS4. And Kyle doesn't want to like tell him he can't come over at all, but it's just becoming like a little bit of a nuisance at this point. So Kyle doesn't know what to do. Do you have any advice for our boy? 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to chime in. Hi, Julia. Good morning. You're on with Kira and Logan.
Good morning. How are you today?
We are well, but it's really more about you. It's your show. How's life?
Good. On my way to work.
As you do. So what do you think Kyle should do?
So honestly, I think that he should just talk to the child and explain like, hey, I have a lot going on coming up. I'm really busy. But you know what? How about every like Tuesday afternoon at 3:00?
Okay.
Pick one designated time. The kid doesn't feel like he's being pushed away. It gives him something to look forward to, but it gives the neighbor like a some breathing room.
Right. Yeah, because now he just has this continuous babysitting gig almost that he didn't sign up for and he's not getting paid for.
Right, exactly. But the kid, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, I still want you to come over. I just have a lot going on. You know, I love hanging out with you and playing PS4 with you or whatever, but... you know, let's just do it Tuesdays at this time.
I like it. Yeah. A designated time, not fully pushing the kid away, but decreasing the visits.
Right. Yes, yes.
Look at you, Julia, setting boundaries. Very healthy.
Thanks. I have 5 daughters, so.
She's like, I know about setting boundaries.
Yeah.
I love it,
yeah.
Julia. Thanks for taking the time. I know Kyle really appreciates the advice.
Of course. I hope you have a great day and you're doing a good job all by yourself.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Lonely, but surviving.
You got this, girl.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, hon.
Okay. We're still taking your calls on this at 603-749-0975. If you have any advice for Kyle, I know our boy is listening right now and he... Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning. So our listener, Kyle, Kai Guy, left us a voicemail in the 97.5 WOKQ app, which we can always feel free to do, by the way. We love it. I'm going to play his message if you didn't get a chance to hear it, and hopefully we can give Kyle some advice.
So, you know, my neighbor, she's a sweetheart. She has a couple of small children, a boy and a girl, and her son, Tommy, he's probably, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old. He asked if he could come over and play my PS4. So, you know, of course, I said, sure, that was fine. But now, like clockwork, all he wants to do is come over and play my PS4. And I don't really know what to do. I mean, he's a cool kid, but at the end of the day, it's kind of becoming a nuisance to me in a little bit. So, yeah, that's what's going on.
Okay, so we're trying to help out Kyle. If you have any advice for our boy, 603-749-0975 is our number. All right, Kayla, you have a creative idea?
I would make the kid work for his playtime. Like, do you have any chores around the house, around the property that you have to take care of that you don't want to do? Like, I don't know, pick up sticks, mow the lawn, do some weeding, water the plants, get your mail. Just find something for him to do to earn his playtime.
This is creative. I'm here for this. Might be difficult because he already let him play a few times for free. And now he's like, sure, you could play. Just vacuum my living room first. But hey, the PS4 is a privilege. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning, but just the Kira part of the program today. Yes, I am holding down the fort as a solo artist, but I have these Shania Twain tickets to give away. I'm really excited about it. So she is coming to Guilford, New Hampshire next Thursday night, July 24th. And I'm thinking, there is no greater girls' night out than a Shania Twain concert. Am I right or am I right? So I want to hear from you on why you really need a girls' night out. For example, do you have 5 children and your soul really needs a night where you're not cleaning up someone's mess? No one's asking you for anything. No one's hanging on you like a koala bear. We love them, but we need to get away from them. We need to feel free. Or... your boss is stressing you out, and you just really need a night to blow off some steam. Wear a leather skirt, cowgirl hat, you know? Is that the reason? Or are you celebrating a divorce? Oh, that could happen. You've been putting it off for over a decade, and you finally left that waste of space. I love that. Why do you deserve a girl's night out? Fellas, I'm not leaving you out, because if you want to nominate your lady and tell us why she deserves a girl's night out, maybe she's been working overtime, you could win the tickets on her behalf. Or, fellas, I'm not counting you out, that maybe you want a girl's night out. You want to feel like a woman for a night. No shame in that game. Tell us why you need a girl's night out. This is an all-inclusive experience. 603-749-0975. Whoever you are, however you identify, tell us why you deserve a girl. Yeah. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning, but just the Kira part today. So I have these Shania Twain tickets to give away. She's coming to Guilford, New Hampshire next Thursday, July 24th. And some lucky duck gets to win these. All you have to do is call and tell me why you deserve a girls' night out at 603-749-0975. That is our number. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning, but just the Kira part. Who am I speaking with?
Marina.
Marina, welcome to the show. Are you a Shania fan?
Thank you. I am a big Shania fan. Have been for many years.
Mm-hmm. She's put in the time and she wants to do the crime. Yep. I like it. Okay.
Yep.
So, Marina, tell me, why do you deserve a girl's night out?
I feel my girlfriends and I need a night out as we are all embracing our 50s and living life to its fullest.
Mm-hmm.
After we've paid many dues over the years.
Yes. Talk to me about the dues that you paid.
Oh, gosh. Life, children, marriages, divorces, health issues,
mm-hmm.
friendship through and through for 30-plus years.
I love this. I love this so much.
supporting each other through good, bad, indifferent, and anything else. And now it's time for us to take care of us.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing better than female friendship. I really feel
That's
that
true.
In my soul.
Yeah. Oh, it's necessary.
I got to come over and help you girls pick out the outfits for the night.
Oh, all right. We're in. Great, Kira. Thank you.
Thanks, Marina. You're a real one.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, welcome to Kira and Logan in the morning. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Why do you deserve a girls' night out?
Work has just been really crazy. My girls and I at work with the Rite Aid closing and stuff. We've been taking so many transfers, just being short-staffed in the pharmacy. And, you know, just be nice to have a night out with the girls from work.
Mm-hmm. She's overworked. She's underpaid. She's tired. And she just wants to let loose.
Absolutely.
Thanks for taking the time, Ashley. You're in the running for these tickets.
Thanks.
Bye. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
Savannah.
Hi, Savannah. What's going on, girly?
I'm on my way to work. Well, I'm at work. I'm on my way to the job site.
Oh, okay. Okay. She's all business. So, Savannah, you're a working woman. Why do you really need this girls' night out to go see Shania Twain?
I don't think I've done anything for myself all year, actually. I've had a busy year. I'm in recovery, coming up on 8 months. And...
Oh.
Yep.
Savannah, you haven't done anything for yourself all year. It's July, my girl.
Yep. Haven't done anything since last November. But that's the way to do it.
And what did you do last November?
Well, that was when I made the decision to go into treatment and stop not adulting, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
As if it were optional.
I'm really proud of you. 8 months, though, that's absolutely something worth celebrating. And you should be really proud of yourself.
Learning how to live life, you know, without drinking. And incidentally, Shania Twain is the first CD that I ever bought in 1995.
Oh, yes, I love that so much. All right, awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Love you, Kira.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're still taking your calls. Why do you deserve a girl's... For New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning. But it's really just the Kira part today. So we have a pair of tickets to see Shania Twain that we are giving away. And we want you to call us and tell us why you deserve a girl's night out. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, thank you so much for holding. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I talking to?
Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. So tell me, why do you deserve a girl's night out?
I would say because my sister and I have been taking care of my dad, and he has terminal cancer, and she's staying on my couch right now from Guatemala.
Oh,
so I think
God.
We just need a night out.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
oh, my God. I can't imagine the emotional toll this is taking on you.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of family time in, which is good, but...
Right.
Under the circumstances, you know.
Yeah, you wish it were for, you know, a happier reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm sending you so much love, so much strength.
Thank you.
Your dad is so lucky to have you and your sister. Just... number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're here on Logan in the Morning. I think we can all decide on one thing, or agree on one thing, rather, that Shania Twain is just the ultimate girls' night out. So I am asking you, why do you deserve a girls' night out? 603-749-0975. Random caller who chimes in will win these Shania Twain tickets. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the Morning. What's your name?
Hey, it's Natalie from Raymond.
Hey, Natalie. What do you have for me, my girl? Why do you need a girls' night out?
So it's my aunt's 70th birthday.
Yes,
and
queen.
I think that would be the best party ever. Shania Twain, 70 milestone birthday.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about Shania, she transcends generations. We all
exactly.
love her. She's like the thing we all have in common.
Yes.
I'm loving this. Loving this for you.
Hi.
Who's that?
That's Bree.
What's up, Bree? How old is Bree?
I've never talked to the real Kira and Logan in the morning. She's 5.
Hi, Bree.
Hi.
What are you doing today?
Oh, I'm just going home from the doctor.
Oh, okay. Is everything okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she got her ears pierced, so now we had to clean them with her mom.
Uh-huh.
I'm her nanny, so I picked her up from mom, and now we're going to get the other sister.
Oh, really nice. Yeah, we got Gwen's ears pierced recently, too. She gets a lot of compliments.
Ooh, Gwen has hers on Bree.
I'm loving this. This is just a lot of girl power in itself.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for taking the time to call today, ladies.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye, Bree, baby.
Bye. Bye,
Kira. That was so cute. All right, so we are taking your calls still at 603-749-0975. Somebody has to win these Shania Twain tickets, so it might as well be you, right? Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the Morning. We have these Shania Twain tickets to give away, and you might as well be the winner. You just have to give us a call and tell us why you deserve a girls' night out at 603-749-0975. Hello. Welcome to the show. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Tiffany.
Tiffany, why do you deserve a girls' night out to the Shania Twain show?
So I've been really needing a girls' night out. My son, he's 9 years old, and back in February of this year, he had a liver surgery done over at Boston Children's Hospital, and because of that, they actually nicked his lymphatic vessel, and so he had a complication from surgery, and we had to go back, and we were stuck there for 5 weeks.
Oh, my God.
So it's been a really long road, and this was his 5th surgery, so it's been a lot.
No 9-year-old should ever have to go through that, and I can't imagine the toll it's taking on you and your family.
Thank you. Yeah,
she's like, I just need a night out in a leopard print top and a cowgirl hat to just let my worries melt away.
Exactly.
Yes, I'm sure your son would want that for you.
Yes, he definitely would. He tells me.
Well, you sound like an unbelievable mother, and you should be really proud of yourself for that. This is a tough thing that you've been dealt with, but you sound really strong.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and I would do it all over again for him.
Thank you so much for taking the time and for holding. I really appreciate it. We'll call you back if you win.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. Okay, there's still time for you to chime in if you'd like to. 603-749-0.
Yes, sir. Pour me a drink. I'm on it, buddy. Pour me a drink.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the Morning, and we have a pair of tickets to give away to see the one and only Shania Twain when she comes to Guilford, New Hampshire next Thursday, July 24th. And to win the tickets, you just got to call us at 603-749-0975 and tell us why you really could use a girls' night out. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, thank you so much for holding. You're on with Kira and Logan in the Morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I am well. Who are we speaking with?
This is Natasha.
Hi, Natasha.
I'm actually in Newburyport right now.
Love it. Gorgeous. So, yeah. Natasha, why do you deserve a girls' night out?
Well, the past 3 weeks, I've gotten into a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
Lost my car.
No.
I'm still waiting for it to get fixed. It's just been just a whirlwind. I'm borrowing a car that's not the best right now.
Mm-hmm. Bit of a clunker?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I mean, I love the person who let me borrow it. But yeah, pretty much a clunker, but I love her.
Grateful for the car, but yeah. It's not your car.
Yeah. No, working 60 hours a week, six doctors, I'm a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just been a rough 3 weeks. I definitely need a day out.
Yes. Spread a little thin, it sounds like.
Absolutely. And I love Shania Twain. I grew up with her, so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fairly young.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Well, I'm sorry you're having such a rough week, my girl. Thank you for taking the time to call us and for listening in the morning. We'll call you back if you win, my girl.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Thank you for holding. What's your name?
Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie. So why do you need a girls' night out?
So I'm a full-time nurse during the day and then a full-time sports mom in the evening.
Woo!
And I have not had a girls' night out in probably 5 years.
Literally 5 years?
Yeah.
Jeannie, that's too long. I don't have to tell you, girl, that's half a decade.
I know.
Do you remember what you did for your last girls' night out?
I honestly don't.
It's been that long, right?
It's been that long.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Just wondering, just curious, why do you really, really need a girls' night out? Random caller who chimes in, you'll be skipping away with a pair of tickets to see Shania when she comes to Guilford, New Hampshire next Thursday night, 603-749-0975. That's our number. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Thank you so much for holding.
No problem.
Who's this?
This is April from Dover.
Hi, April. Are we on speakerphone or Bluetooth? You're just sounding a little fuzzy-wuzzy.
Nope, I just walked away from the bus.
Ah, okay, that's it.
So, yeah, I'm also at work, so.
Well, she's got a lot going on. She's penciling us into her busy schedule. April, why do you deserve a girls' night out?
So the reason why I feel me and my mom deserve to win the tickets is that, one, I'm still working and going through, my mom is going through cancer. And I am taking my mom every day, 5 days a week, down to the hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're there, some days it's only an hour, other days it's 4.5 hours.
On top of working full-time.
On top of working full-time. And to top it all off, we just had to put our dog down. He ended up coming down with kidney failure on Sunday.
Oh, April, you just can't catch a break, my girl.
Nope.
And you and your mom are getting a lot of quality time together, but it's not the time that you really want.
Yeah.
The circumstances are not ideal.
No, it's been a very rough 2 months.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you guys need to just sing "You're Still the One" at the top of your lungs and forget about all your worries for a night.
Absolutely, we do.
All right, I'm sending you love. I'm sending you strength. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Still take... Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, but just the Kira portion of the program today. So it is time for compliments, double downs, and apologies brought to you by Merchants Auto in Hooksett, New Hampshire. So I want to compliment really everybody who called in today and chimed in on why they could use a girls' night out for the Shania Twain tickets. It was very, very difficult to pick just one person to win this pair of tickets. But we did, and I want to compliment that person, and we will play their call in case you missed it. WOKQ, who's this?
Hi.
Hi. Who am I talking to?
Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. So tell me, why do you deserve a girls' night out?
I would say because my sister and I have been taking care of my dad, and he has terminal cancer, and she's staying on my couch right now from Guatemala.
Oh,
my
God.
So I think we just need a night out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't imagine the emotional toll this is taking on you.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of family time in, which is good, but
under
the circumstances, you know.
Yeah, you wish it were for, you know, a happier reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm sending you so much love, so much strength.
Thank you.
Your dad is so lucky to have you and your sister just rallying around him during this time, and I'm sure he feels that.
Yeah, I think he does.
All right, so now we're going to give Jackie a call and tell her the good news.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jackie?
Yes, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. It's Kira from WOKQ. How you doing?
Hello.
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking the time to call us this morning and chime in on why you need a girls' night out so badly.
Yes, definitely.
It was really tough to pick one person. We got a lot of amazing calls today. But your story of, you know, how your sister's staying with you and what you're going through taking care of your dad really tugged at my heartstrings. And I want to send you and your sister to go see Shania Twain.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. This means a lot.
Absolutely. Hopefully you're able to just forget about all the emotional stuff that you've been dealing with lately and just have a little fun.
I think Shania will help that.
She has a way about her, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
Have the best time, and thanks for listening to 97.5 WOKQ.
Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Thank you to all of our callers who took the time to share today why they need a girls' night out. We will have more Shania Twain tickets to give away tomorrow with Can't Beat Kira. We get our contestant for that round at 7:35. And Logan will be back, so that'll be great. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And Ginny Rogers is up next. So is 30 Minutes of New Country on 97.5 WOKQ. And all day long, don't you forget it, who loves you? The answer is us. We do.